Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net for October 30, 2023. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. And if you're not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system. Blah, blah, blah. I think you all know all that. So, see, somebody just dropped out there. KC1TC8. No, he's still there. Who else dropped? No, NDJ's there. Oh, well. Maybe they'll be back. Anyhow, back to my script. I will pause now for priority traffic or to allow you to disconnect from the conference if you do not want to stick around for our next. Right. Actually, I don't think there was anybody connected to us who might have... And in case you're not, you don't understand why I do that, if you're on a repeater that has Echolink and you use it to connect to the conference, and then something comes on and people are talking almost continuously, and you're trying to disconnect, well, your local repeater is not listening to you as long as it's retransmitting whatever's coming in over the network. So you're kind of stuck until there's an opening that you can get in and quickly do a disconnect command. So anyway, more than you wanted to know, I guess. All right. We had about five or six stations connected, and now we're down to me and three others. So not sure what's up with that. Guy, everybody here is a regular. I don't think I need to explain anything. Okay, Reg is back. So, right. Well, let's get down here. We usually have a topic or a question of the week to kickstart our discussion. And I didn't have a really, really good question this week, but there was something that happened this weekend that I thought might be apropos. And that is, yesterday there was a free sale. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that concept, but you're probably familiar with the concept of a yard sale or garage sale or rummage sale. But this is a similar event where the prices are almost all zero. There might be a few, you know, special items that have a price tag, but it's mostly come and pick out what you like and take it home for free. And so we had one of those. And what it was is a local two-way shop, a two-way sales and a service shop. I don't know all the details about this, but evidently the owner passed away and his survivors, they're just trying to liquidate the remains of the shop. So they had a free sale. The really good stuff they had price tags on, but most of it was, you know, take it away, please. And so the question this week is, have you experienced that kind of event in your locale? Is this something that happens fairly often? I can think of at least three or four times that this has happened in my locality here, where someone who was involved in a business doing radio stuff retired or died or moved away or wanted to move away, and therefore needed to liquidate their inventory of parts and tools and so forth. So anyway, I was afraid I was going to time out. So that's what the topic is this week. I guess part of it is, have you experienced this, and have you really enjoyed it? Have you come home with some really neat stuff? I came home with a few neat things. I got a nice space heater. I mean, it's not ham related, but that was pretty good. I got a network cable tester, you know, for testing Ethernet cables. Actually, I'm not sure what all it will do, but it comes in a nice case and everything. So I'm surprised that no one else picked it up before I got there. And lots of little things like a bunch of routers and some cables, I got like a 25-foot USB extension cable. You don't see those very often, so that will come in handy. So anyway, that's where I'm coming from. Let me look at the dashboard here. I see PY2BIL, KD9NDJ, KC1TCA, and VK6BQQ. And we had N4RNW in there, but he dropped out. Maybe he'll be back. So I'm ready to go down my list here, starting with VK6BQQ.
KB9FJ in the group, VK6BQQ. Well, sounds good. You picked up a few items there by the sounds of it. Yeah, well, we have a few areas here. Not too many, but over in Western Australia here, we have some folks that do that sort of thing. Garage sales, or whatever they call them. But not too much activity. I've been trying to set up my area here and get a few things organized. I, for some reason, just not with it, as they say. So I've got a couple of folks that are interested in helping out, and we're going to liquidate, get rid of some of this stuff, and sort it out. We'll be probably taking a trip here before too long, so I want to clean things up, and I'm sure there's some hams out there that'll look after things for us. But yeah, good idea, and great to hear you in, Wayne. AB9FJ, BK60QQ Australia.
Okay, yeah, it sounds like you're talking about liquidating some stuff while you're still alive to do it. And that happens a lot here. Typically, a ham who is thinking about mortality might decide to start unloading a lot of his stuff at a ham fest or on eBay or some other selling site. But what I was getting at was for somebody who, particularly a business. I know we've had, sometimes we'll have a ham who dies, and what will happen is there are certain, I don't know, what would you call them, merchants or middlemen or brokers, something like that. These are people who frequently make themselves available to the survivors of a silent key to say, you can try to sell your dead husband or dead father's ham equipment piece by piece that you don't know what it's worth, anything like that. But I will offer you X amount of dollars. Just sell everything to me, and I'll take care of it for you. And, a lot of people will say, well, I like that idea there. And so I know there are a couple of people like that around here. And, they're good people. I'm not trying to call them vultures or anything, but they do, they're kind of picking at the corpses, all right? So it's a little bit unseemly, but they're performing a useful function, just like vultures and fungi and hyenas and, all those scavenger things. It's nature. Anyway, I'm rambling here. Who's next on my list? How about PY2BIL?
Hey everyone, this is PY2BIL Guillermo out of São Paulo in Brazil. And my SDF user is G. Canary, in case you don't know that by now. So, hi Wayne and everybody else. Pre-sale. No, I've never been to one, even though I lived up there in the U.S. for a few years. I remember the yard sales and all that. But pre-sale, that sounds fun. I'm sure I would pick up some stuff like you did, Wayne. But anyways, down here we have more the sort of merchants or brokers, like you said, right? So that's also happening down here quite often. So have to be aware of those. Not criticizing them, but yeah, I don't think it's fair. Anyways, along that line, I picked up in these last two weeks, actually last week, I picked up some IT telephony box here, inspired by Noah. I forgot his call sign, and he's not on tonight. Noah mentioned about the Hamshack hotline service, which I have read in the past. I said, wait a minute, let's see if I can find something cheap. And I picked up one of the Cisco boxes, little tiny box, two lines output. And for how much was that? Maybe $10 over something like eBay. Similar, that's here local to us. And put it on, connected, requested line, got the line. And now I have a Hamshack hotline, the only one in all of Brazil, sitting here on my desk in my shack. So whoever wants to call me, feel free to call me over that line. Maybe have to explore SDF's voice over IP telephony service too to configure the other line. But that will cost me some additional money, so I have to get that a thought. Anyways, that's all that's happening here. Back to unit control, AB9FJ. This is PY2BIL.
Okay, well, thank you, Guillermo. And I think you were thinking of November 6th Tango Whiskey, NOAA in California. And, this particular sale that I was at, the business had done some things in, like, surveillance cameras and also telephone system. And so there were a lot of telephones there that I could have come home with, but a new relatively recent model telephones, like maybe 10 years old, which might have been internet or VoIP kind of telephones, and I probably should have grabbed one or two of them to speculate I've really been trying to discipline myself to not scoop up everything that's available, because I have just run out of places to put it, and I'm in the process of moving from one house to another house, so now I'm not only running out of space for stuff in my old house, but now I've got to think about transporting it all to the new house and finding a place for it there. So anyway, I was proud of myself for leaving it behind for others to take. Yeah. Well, anyway, all right. So thank you, Guillermo. Next on my list is KD9NDJ.
Good evening, Wayne, and everybody on the group. I might be a little hot. I've gone back to Windows and abandoned my all-star node. So there's a lot of knob tweaking going on here. It's an interesting topic. I've been thinking about it quite a bit because I've been working on my self, and one of my problems is that I sort of enjoy the building and more than I enjoy the operating. So I collect things in every possible category until I'm satisfied with it. And then I have way more stuff than I need. And on the other hand, I don't seem to be keeping up with getting rid of stuff. I have taken advantage of some local recycling operations and taken some stuff out of here. But thinking about being, I might be a hoarder. I might need a 12-step program for that. Maybe they should have a 12-step program called All-Anon, where you're regretful about collecting too much stuff. Stuff that's cunning, baffling, and powerful. But anyway, other than that, I think it's a great topic, good thing to think about before before you run out of time to think about it. So back to you, Wayne. This is KD9NDJ.
Okay, thank you, Ken. I'm totally in the same boat, I think. I mean, I see something and I think, oh, what could I do with this? Yes, I can do all kinds of things with it. So I say, all right, I'll take it home. And then I never get around to doing what I envision doing with it. Or, I have a list of projects you know, a mile long and enough to keep me busy for the rest of my life, I guess. So, now I've got my house full of parts for future projects and not that much future left to do projects. So, Anyway, all right, let's see. Who's next on my list here? How about KC1TCA?
Howdy. This is Kilo Charlie 1, Tango Charlie Alpha. Rich in East Falmouth. My SDF username is RFX. I have not been to a free sale. I don't think I would survive one. I don't think I should go to one. I have the same propensity that I think a lot of us have, which is to see something cool and be like, oh, I really want to do something with that, and bring it home, and then it just ends up in a corner. And I've been fighting it pretty hard for the last couple of years, and I've limited myself now to only accepting things or picking up things that I have an active project for, which really limits my ability to do stuff. Even, and I pass up things that I think, you know, I'm not going to be able to get that later, but that's just life in the city. I figure maybe later something else better is going to come along. But I haven't gotten to go to any free sales. We do have a ham radio fest coming up, which I'm thinking about attending, but I really need to get an amplifier for my handheld, my HT, so that I can reach some of the repeaters that I want to use around my area. But I think that's it, and an antenna. But I'm really going to try to not get anything else except from, I don't know, a battery. I can think of other things, so I'm just going to stop there. But anyways, yeah, so I haven't been able to use one of them. Back to you, Wayne, KC1TCA out.
Okay, Richard, I think we are birds of a feather there. So let me check the dashboard here, and I see that BK3HJQ has joined us directly, and also the Ham Conference has joined us. So it's time for me to rewind and reintroduce what we're doing here. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, which stands for Super Dimension Fortress. It's a reference to an anime movie, TV series, something like that. It's a public access Unix system that you can learn more about by directing your web browser to SierraDeltaFoxtrot.org. Get yourself a free account, and you can do all kinds of stuff with that free account. And you can hang out with us in COM and get it, you know, with an email address and a website and, you know, all kinds of neat stuff. So, at this time, I'm ready to take new check-ins from anyone here directly connected or anyone who's on the Ham Conference who's listening to us indirectly. So come now with your call sign. We'd like to know your handle, your QTH, and if you happen to have an SDF username, we'd like to know that. And I think there's one more thing. What is it? It's a call sign. Yes, we want to know your call sign. So those four things. Please call now.
VK3HJQ.
I got you on my list, John.
VK2DUI, Robert in Sydney.
Got you, Robert. Anyone else? Okay. So I'll draw a line there and rewind a little bit to explain what we've been talking about here. I don't know. You might have picked up a little bit on it, but yesterday I attended a free sale here close to where I live. Actually, it's in a neighboring town down the road. It was a case of a businessman who ran a two-way radio and plus, you know, a few other things beyond radio, sales and service shop. So I guess I'm not really sure on all the details here, so I'm kind of filling in the gaps from my imagination, but evidently he died at some point, and his heirs have his business that they are trying to liquidate. I guess they couldn't find a buyer to actually take over the business, so they're just selling everything off, or would have liked to have sold everything off. So they basically picked, you know, the cream of the crop, you know, like his expensive test equipment, and they were asking money for that, but everything else in the shop was free for the taking. So, I think there were maybe a dozen or 20 local people who showed up to kind of scavenge. And so anyway, that's what I was doing yesterday morning. And I'm wondering if this is something that's unique to our area here. There've been a couple of other times when this has happened, when someone who operates a shop, an electronics shop, has retired or is planning to move away or has died, and there's a liquidation event. And I picked up a lot of neat stuff from those events in the past. And again, I picked up a few neat things at this one. So the topic this week is, have you had a similar experience in your locale? So let me acknowledge that I see a brand new call sign that I don't recognize. Let me get my Kilo 1, Mike Alpha Lima. Chris, you probably missed all of that repetition that I did of what this net is about. So let me just give you the 5-cent version. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club weekly net. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot. It's a public access Unix system, and you can visit sdf.org to learn more about it, get yourself your own account, a free account, do all kinds of neat stuff. We do this net every week at 0 hour Zulu, GMT, UTC, and I timed out again. I need to think about that more. So anyway, we've been talking so far this evening about free sales of like an electronics business, so like a two-way radio shop, something like that. Finding all kinds of good stuff to take home for very little money. So, first on my list is ZK3HJQ.
Yeah, g'day there, Wayne. Still morning, yeah, 11:25 a.m., about 16 or 17 degrees, something outside the GK3HJQ. Yeah, well, I used to run a wholesale electronics store, and it closed down years and years ago, and all we did was transferred all the goodies to head office. You don't sell them off cheap. No way, Jose. You double the price, then put a 50% sale on, like everybody else does. That's how retail works. Actually, somebody got sprung in Australia. They had a special on. I won't mention the name of the crowd, but some customers went into the shop. They pulled the sticker off that was on top of it that said 50% off, and it was dearer than the normal price that was normally on the shelf. So buyer beware. Anyway, thanks for running the net, Wayne, for Catcher HJQ.
Dang, my focus went away. Thanks, John. That kind of surprised me. Why did my focus go away? Anyway, thanks, John. Next on my list is ZK2DY.
This is 11:26 a.m. Good morning, Robert. ZK2DY in Stanhope Gardens, New South Wales. The post office tried to deliver something, and apparently they rang the doorbell, but nobody answered on Friday, so they delivered it here to the licensed post office in the shopping center. So I'm here just to pick that up. Anyway, it's about 30 degrees here at the moment, headed for a high of 34. Sun is shining, sky is blue. The air conditioner in my car works just fine. As far as shopping goes, I'm trying to limit the amount of purchases I buy. I've got so much stuff that I haven't used that I thought I would use and that I probably never will use that I hesitate to add more to it. So I think probably I would avoid so. And like John said, sometimes sales are not sales. If you peel the tags away, they're actually more expensive sometimes, or they're the same price, or they're 2 cents off or whatever. So always leery of those kind of sales. VK2DY, back.
I hear you, Robert. I'm a sucker for free stuff, though. You know, I'll pick up stuff off of the curb. I've done a little bit of dumpster diving, quite a bit of dumpster diving, to be honest, and have found some really good stuff and accumulated a lot of really, maybe not so good stuff. But it's all sitting there waiting for me to do something with it, and I don't know, in the back of my mind, there's something about, like, I'm keeping it out of the landfill or something like that to, you know, justify what I'm doing. All right, anyway, who's next here? My own, I'm kidding. Kilo One, Mike Alpha Lima, is he still with us? Yes, he is. Go ahead. It's your turn.
Hello. Hopefully my levels are not too bad. It's been a long time since I used Echolink. Name here is Chris. From Connecticut. SDF username is Junkman. As far as the topic, collecting junk, I have a problem with collecting junk. I'm not against the dumpster diving. A lot of times the stuff ends back up in the dumpster, back in the dumpster from whence it came. I think the last thing I ended up putting back was some Sun UltraSpark servers. I was like, wow, it'd be really cool to have some Sun servers. Then I started doing the math on how much electricity they would use to run. So those went back. Electronics gear. I'm always collecting electronics gear because you never know when you need it. And sometimes it comes in handy, but more oftentimes than not, it does not. So with that, I'll pass it back to Net Control. It's K1MAL, Chris in Connecticut.
Okay, thank you, Chris. I think this is your first time here, so I want to welcome you to our net. And, you know, we do this every week, so I hope we'll hear more from you in the future. And I totally relate to what you've been saying there. I wanted to mention that your audio is very good. Your peaks are up around 80%, which is where they should be. And also, I don't know if I mentioned this to KD9NDJ when he was on here. Likewise, his peaks were around 80%. He was sounding just simply marvelous. So both of you are doing good on Echolink. All right. I think I've given everyone a chance to speak, and I don't see any new call signs popping up on the dashboard here. So it's time to open for a new check-in or a recheck. So please call now. Okay. Not hearing anything. You know, we have an hour that has been set aside for us from 0 to 0100 UTC. So we don't actually have to fill it. Also, especially those of you who are not on SDF, you may not realize that our audio is gatewayed over to the SDF, a non-radio stream, internet stream. So there are people who are listening to us who are not hams, or maybe they're hams, but they don't have Echolink or they don't have a radio, whatever. And they're just listening on their computer or on their phone. Where was I going with that? This net averages, I don't know, somewhere around 20, 30 minutes each week. So we're here 32 minutes so far into the net, which is, that's average. So that's good for this week. Anyhow, all that was blather to explain why this is a good time for me to wrap up the net and put a ribbon on it or stick a fork in it or whatever idiom you like. So I'm going to give one more call for new check-ins or rechecks before I close the net.
This is KC1TCA, Rich in East Falmouth again. I had a question since the Ham Shack hotline came up. I was just looking up information on it. And recently I got involved with a local group that is doing AREDN, ARDN, the Amateur Radio Emergency Data Network. And I think it actually does something kind of similar where during a complete and total failure of infrastructure, it is using 5 gigahertz Wi-Fi type of stuff to build mesh networks so that it could handle traffic for essentially non-hams during emergency situations, as I am understanding it. And I was wondering, the Ham Shack hotline looks like it's pretty much the same sort of deal. And I was wondering if anybody had any information about those two things together. And that's it. KC1TCA out. Thanks.
Okay, that's an interesting question. Off the top of my head, I'm thinking that the AREDN is almost solely an RF thing, whereas the ham radio hotline, I thought that was just a VOIP thing. So if there's someone who knows more about it than me, wants to pipe up and correct me or help explain for Richard, please come forward now.
PY2BIL?
Go ahead, Guillermo.
Yeah, Richard, no. I'm not sure how Arden works, but based on what you explained, yeah, it's a mesh network using probably Wi-Fi equipment, modified Wi-Fi equipment to do RF within RF bands, or just plain HF or VHF kind of equipment to do a mesh network. No, the Ham Shack hotline is just plain traditional IP telephony. So it goes over the internet, right, and it has an IP address and it's voice over IP, SIP protocol, the SIP protocol, right, so that's how it works. It's traditional telephony, closed, it's not connected to the open phone network, right, so you just talk within the ham community, right. You have to have a ham license because there are RF points out there through Arduino gateways and All-Star gateways, so you can use that to tap into it, right? But that's all it is as far as I know. There might be bridges to Arden, right? I thought I saw something on the website, but that's all, okay? So back to you, Wayne, AB9FJ. This is PY2BAL.
Okay, I'm going to pass it back to Richard and let him, maybe he has a question for you. So I'm going to leave it to you two guys. When you're done, pass it back to me.
Thanks, Wayne. Thanks, Guillermo. No, that was kind of the information I was interested in. I'm just learning this, so I'm very new to it. Just having gotten involved and met some of the people that are doing this last week, and so I'm still reading up on it. And there's a lot to read up on, from the kinds of dishes and other electronics that are necessary to pull it off, which is what I've been really paying attention to, and not so much this other stuff. So I really am pretty naive about it right now, but this is great information, so thank you. Back to you, Wayne.
You know, just put some links in the text box all about it, the GatherHJQ.
Okay, thank you, John and Guillermo and Richard for that topic. There's also another outfit that you might want to check out. It sounds very similar. I think it's the ARDN, the Amateur Radio Digital Network. How can I explain this? Back in the extremely early days of the internet, somebody acquired a Class A IP address, the 44 network, and that became the property of the ARDN. And so if you were a ham radio operator, you could get yourself an IP address within that Class A address. Get yourself several IP addresses, actually. I think typically the minimum you could get is 8, and very often people would get 32 or so for various, you know, projects that they might want to do. So anyway, that's something also to be looking at if you're interested in the AREDN, the Emergency Digital Network. So, yeah. All right. Let me see if there's anybody who wants to make a reply about that.
UI2BIL.
Go ahead, Guillermo.
Yeah, I was actually confusing those two. And I looked into the AREDN, right, which is not the ARDN, right? And yes, those are, Richard, Wi-Fi routers, modified rather see ubiquity and all that. That's why the dishes you mentioned, I haven't seen that here, right, because of the frequency they operate, right? So yeah, this is basically building an IP network over RF connectivity, which Wi-Fi is, by the way, right? So yeah, and the other one that Wayne mentioned, yes, that's the famous segment, class one, that was sold, a chunk of it was sold to Amazon, I believe, right, and the other one. And with that money, they're giving grants to amateur radio associations and initiatives, right, funding that, right. And yes, I guess that's what it is. So back to you, Wayne, AB9FJ, this is PY2B, yeah.
Okay, thank you, Guillermo. I do not see any new call signs. So again, this will be a last call for check-ins or rechecks or comments for our net this week. All right, nothing heard. So let's see, where am I in the script here? Blah, 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 blah. I should also re-mention that we could use some additional net control operators. So if you think you would like to take a try at running the net, get in touch with me, jwh@sdf.org or ab9fj@awrl.net, and we'll set you up and give you a chance to give it a try, see if you want to do it on a regular basis. Also, if you're not already subscribing to our mailing list, it's Sierra Delta Foxtrot Alpha Romeo Charlie - Lima at sdf.org. What you probably need to do is go to our sdfarc.org website, and there are instructions on there for sending your email address to, well, a command to subscribe with your email address to majordomo@sdf.org. Check the website rather than assuming that I've described it correctly. It's been a while. All right, where am I? So this concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club Net at, let's call it, 0043 UTC. If you would like to continue the conversation, you can get on SDF and go into COM and join us in the Anon Radio Room. There are a couple of us in there already. I would normally mention that we have a DMR talk group, but I don't think that has actually been functioning lately. So tune in or stay tuned for future details about that. So, this concludes this week's NET. This is NET Control Station AB9FJ saying 73.